Good morning, fully charged with Graham and Nathan. Graham and Nathan starting in 3 minutes. First, here's Andrew with the latest.
Instagram is back up and running.
Should be a windy day. That's you up to date. I'm Andrew. Yeah.
Wake up. Spin 103.8. In the morning. This is Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Good morning. It is 7:04 and you are listening to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Thank you very much for tuning in this morning. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Graham, a few minutes ago you introduced us as Graythan. Now, you've said in the past when you mess up at the beginning of the show, entire show is affected.
Don't say that.
You keep fluffing your words, you keep stumbling. So this is going to be very interesting.
I'm going to say that this right now is the start of the show, and just before the news was me warming up. The game has begun. Now we're in the show.
Do you know what you have to do? You've got to put a pen in your mouth. Do you remember we were told that?
And that's just that we stuffing up my words.
You should just sound like that for the entirety of the show.
Anyway.
Do you know what? Storm Gareth.
What?
We were all affected by it yesterday. I'm going to be telling you why in 5 minutes' time.
Callum is producing us. Andrew is on news. Tara is looking after entertainment this morning. Let's get back to the music with some Ariana Grande. Break up with your girlfriend. I'm bored. Got me some type of way. It's Frey Riding's Lost Without You, 7:20 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Good morning. And Nathan, it's safe to say we get a couple of complaints about your voice a day.
Do we? I haven't seen them.
Just a few, all right? And could you imagine my excitement when this morning I see a video online? It's a diction tutorial from an American woman who's teaching American actors how to speak with an Irish accent. So I think this could be perfect for you.
Okay.
Because we need you to sound more Irish. We don't know where that accent's from. We can't pinpoint where you're from.
Yeah. Is it South Dublin? Is it Ukrainian? Nobody actually knows.
Is it Australian? Is it Kermit the Frog, Mark Zuckerberg? Nobody knows. So here we go. I've got a couple of clips from this diction tutorial about how to speak like an Irish person. And I'd like you then to kind of follow it. So here's the first one of her introducing how to kind of speak Irish and how the words will sound.
But remember, with an Irish accent, it's very small. And it's very relaxed and melodic. So the word flower, if we were to make that smaller, becomes flare.
Go on.
Flare.
I'm
not even saying flower, I'm saying flare.
No, you're saying flare.
Flare.
Kind of like Nadine Coyle, flare.
Flare.
Okay, so next up, she's going to use the example of flower.
Flare.
And you got to follow her in all her examples of different words in an Irish accent.
I'll be quick.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
So let's try this together. Our practice words are flare.
Flare.
Error.
Error.
Sear.
Sear.
Hair.
Hair.
Found.
Found.
Out.
Out. Sorry, how is that?
This is good. This
an
is
Irish
good.
Accent.
No, found out. How are you doing?
I found out.
Found out. Okay, so we've got three practice sentences. She's going to say them in an Irish accent, and then Nathan, you got to say it
exhausted.
In an Irish accent. Here we go.
So our practice sentences are, I found out lemons are sour.
Off you go.
I found out lemons are sour. Are you sure this isn't Bristolian?
Here we go.
We don't have to go to work for another hour.
We don't have to go to work for another hour.
It's good.
We get more listeners if I sounded like that.
Here we go. Last one, Nathan.
Flowers grow in the garden.
Flowers grow in the garden.
No, garden. Listen.
Flowers grow in the garden.
Flowers grow in the garden.
Now, okay, so let's move on to the show. I want you to introduce the song and the artist. Say what time it is and who you're listening to. Go.
7:22. Flowers grow in the garden. Here's Keigo Rage. I'm going to have some lemons. Oh, they're awfully sour. Standing in the cold.
Spin 1038 and love.
No, it's not that. I keep telling you how to pronounce
it's
not, that.
It's love.
It's love.
It's not love.
It is love.
It's loud with
it's
a V.
L-A-U-V. It's love.
It's love.
Who are you going to trust? Yourself or me?
I'm going to trust someone at work who told me it's love. 7:46.
You got to get it wrong.
You got to get it wrong?
You got to get it wrong. You got to.
All right, how do you pronounce this game?
Gotta get room.
Yes.
Someone worked on me.
Keep up the good work.
It's where we put 1 minute on the clock and all you got to do is get the questions wrong. And on the line, we have Lisa. Lisa, what are you up to?
I'm on the way to work.
Oh, lovely. What line of work are we in?
I'm a teacher.
Do you want to give your school a shout out or do you want to stay incognito?
Oh, I'll give them a shout out.
Fire away.
Go on.
Ludlow Town Community College.
There we go.
Stunning. And do any students ever leave an apple on your desk?
No, but I am eating an apple right now.
What?
Well, do you know what?
What?
This is a small world.
Lisa, you're on to play Gotta Get It Wrong. Your score to beat this morning is 15. Michelle is on top of the leaderboard, so you must get 16 or more. What's going to happen is we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in, and we move on to the next one. Are you ready to go?
I am.
Lisa, wait, before we play the game, what type of apple are you eating?
It's a pink lady.
Oh, gorgeous.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Yeah. Second heard Lisa. 1 minute on the clock. Here we go.
Name a type of ice cream.
Golf.
Name a vegetable.
Potato.
What do you eat on Pancake Tuesday?
Tomatoes.
Who is the Ireland football manager?
Robbie Keane.
What nationality is Giovanni Trapattoni?
Russian.
Name a Cillian Murphy film.
Taken.
Name a Jamie Dornan film.
James Bond.
What character does Jamie Dornan play in 50 Shades of Grey?
Pinocchio.
Sing an Avril Lavigne song.
Happy birthday to you.
What age is Patrick Bergen?
74.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Tomatoes.
What is the opposite of slow?
Really slow.
What is the opposite of skinny?
Really skinny.
Speak Chinese.
Secret.
What noise does a wolf make?
Woo-hoo.
What noise does a dog make? What noise does a leech make?
Caw.
What's my name?
Patrick.
What day is to... Oh. Oh, this was a very strong round, Lisa.
I don't agree.
No, Lisa, we gotta agree. Good woman yourself. How did you find it?
I thought... I answered some of them right and then I repeated myself, I think, twice, so...
Patrick Bergen's age. Do
yeah,
we
we're
know?
Googling, we're Googling this.
So you went with 74.
I don't even know who Patrick Bergen is.
Oh, now, Lisa. You
I know
do.
You talk about him all the time. I haven't a clue who he is.
Lisa, did you
actor.
Ever watch his film with Julia Roberts in 1991, Sleeping with the Enemy?
I wasn't even born in 1991.
Well, it's still around. What I want you to do this weekend, Lisa, is eat a pink lady while watching Sleeping with the Enemy, all right?
I'll try to do it, yeah, nobody.
And will you contact the show afterwards and tell us what you think?
Yeah, I'll live stream it, yeah.
Oh, amazing. I like it.
Lisa, you had to beat Michelle, who came on and got 15 on Monday. I can tell you, you reminded me of someone. Your warmth, your energy, your likability. You reminded me of a very, very young Samantha Mumba.
Oh, I thought you did that. Take that.
I like that, yeah.
100%.
And do you know what? You got 16.
Oh, she's done it. She's gone top.
Come on.
She's gone top of the leaderboard, I can tell you. You said Patrick Bergen was 74. Patrick Bergen is 68.
Yes, of course he is.
He looks great for 68.
So youthful and beautiful.
So you go top of the leaderboard, Lisa. You go into Friday in pole position, and if nobody gets 17 or more right, you will win the €100. Thanks very much for playing this morning, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Fantastic.
See you, Lisa. Bye.
So only one more morning I've got to get wrong this week, and if you think you can get 17, I think you can, and knock Lisa off the top of the leaderboard and take that €100 tomorrow morning just before St. Patrick's Day, then text or WhatsApp us in right now with the word wrong in the details to 087-711-1038. This is the latest one from Pink. It's called Walk Me Home on Spin. Something in the way you roll your eyes. Spin 1038, it's 8:24 and fully charged with Graham and Nathan. Another blustery day, highs of 10 degrees, but there will be scattered showers throughout. That was Kendrick Lamar.
We're speaking about getting too comfortable in the workplace this morning, and on the way next, we're going to be chatting to Leah, who does this in the workplace.
We would have, like, where if someone has a real duty one, we'd all scatter around a mirror and someone else would pop it, and we'd all like,
added to the Letch Beating lineup for 2019, it is Dermot Kennedy, along with the likes of Hozier, Florence and the Machine, and the Strokes. It's 8:33 on Fully Charged, and I can tell you, we didn't play the cash track today.
Ah, no.
The latest one is Anne-Marie 2002. It could play tomorrow morning between 8 and 8:30, and when it does, you could win 1,000 euro.
This morning, we're speaking about getting too comfortable at work because earlier on, I went to the bathroom, walked by a man, and he is just wearing his socks.
Leah, you or is it your work colleagues getting comfortable in work?
Oh, well, like, we all would be comfortable, but there'd be one or two in particular that would be, like, in the mirror, popping spots every day.
Oh, what? In the workplace?
I know. Sometimes I don't wear makeup in, but, well, popping spots.
Like, where do you work? Can you say what?
In a pharmacy.
In a pharmacy. All right. Well, actually, it's probably a good place to do it.
Well, do you know what?
Yeah, because you have the alcohol swabs and then you have, like, the needles and all.
Yeah, and tell them to grab some Savlon as well from the shelf. I find that helps the head come out just a little bit more. I'm not going to lie.
The TCP.
I used to use TCP. I used to go into secondary school stinking like a small hospital. I used to put TCP all over my face. Do your work colleagues do that as well?
No, just the alcohol swabs because, you know, they dry out.
Right, yeah.
I've never seen Graham so happy.
Why?
Popping spots is one of my favourite topics of conversation. And I get it from my mother. My mother used to pop my spots as well. And she said, Graham, come on, I want to squeeze one of those. And I go, yes, of course. And we'll pass this down to generations. I'll do it to my children as well.
Well, we would have, where if someone has a real juicy one, we'd all scatter around a mirror and someone else would pop it. And we'd all be like, ah!
So you know what, I just
maybe let us know where you're working. I might pop in later on. We'll have a good old spot off.
Would you actually?
You have one on your neck at the moment, Graham.
It's so sore.
It looks very bad.
I put Savlon on it before bed, and it's starting to come to head now. So I might pop in later on, Leah. Thanks very much for your call. Bye bye.
No butter, bye.
See you, Leah. Bye bye.
And we have Kieran on the line as well. Kieran, who was comfortable in your work? It was your work colleague.
So when we worked a 12-hour shift, and on our first 15 minutes, she would say she was going for a break and disappear off for a couple of hours, do a food shop, and go home, drop it off, and watch a bit of TV.
What did you work as?
We worked in like an automated production line, so everything just ran by itself. Nobody really missed her.
That is insane. And would you do that every single day on her 15-minute break?
No, it was about once a week she would do it when she needed to do a food shop.
Of course,
that's fine, the weekly food shop.
Because you go home, you put on the television, Jeremy Kyle or The Chase is on, so you go, what's another half an hour, eh?
Does she still work there?
No, she doesn't work there anymore.
Maybe it's for the better.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you stay in touch with her?
I haven't talked to her in a while. That's about 10 years ago now.
The one that got away, Kieran, isn't it? Fully charged with Graham and Nathan.
Ariana Grande on Spin 103.8. It's Graham and Nathan at 8:42.
Shout out to Fiona this morning who messaged us and says, the woman in the car behind me in Clontarf is flossing her teeth at the lights.
If that's you.
If that's you, well done in terms of flossing your teeth, but do it in a bathroom.
Do it in a bathroom could be lead to dangerous driving. Weather-wise day, a blustery day with scattered showers throughout. Highs of 10 degrees. It's currently 9, and here's everything you need to know on Thursday, the 14th of March.
The UN has said that the state of the environment is getting worse. The climate is warming and the natural resources are being wasted, but it's not too late to save the planet. The UN also say that people are seeking more ways to live sustainably.
The next edition of the Grand Theft Auto game series could be made exclusively for PlayStation. It's because Sony are in advanced... Shawn Mendes and Mercy. It's 9:37 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Good morning. It is Thursday. I cannot believe how quick it's come around.
Are you happy?
I can't believe it. When I hear Petula Clark sing the classic Downtown, I know it's nearly weekend.
Downtown, Nathan is on the streets. Downtown, he's telling a bunch of lies. Downtown, Nathan is going downtown.
Morning. Downtown, part of the show where I hit the streets and I tell people lies about a certain topic. Now, this Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. Did you know that, Graham?
I did. March 17th, he banished the snakes. He left a few in here in this office, though, didn't he?
In this office or in the studio?
Ooh.
You know who you are. I'm holding up a mirror in front of myself.
You are the snake.
So I decided to tell lies about St. Patrick's Day. apparently the police, they're actually at the spire at the moment because a big snake is going up the spire. What do you think about that?
There's a lot of snakes down here, isn't there?
When you say that, why are you looking at your friend?
I mean, you can't trust anybody.
You've been accused of being a snake. Why is that?
Absolutely not.
You deny the reports that you're a snake?
Yes, absolutely.
Anyone listening to this that thinks that you sound like a snake, what will you say to them?
That they're wrong.
That is what a snake would say. Michael D. Higgins, President of Ireland, he says he's going to spend the day just chilling in the field with the lads, listening to Scooter.
Can't think of anything better to do, really.
Good man, Michael. He's a top lad.
Absolutely love your hat. Peaky Blinders.
No, not at all. I got it before Peaky Blinders even came out.
So where are you from?
I'm from Lucan.
What about you?
I'm from Tyrone.
You are so tall. My God, what height are you?
6'10".
Do you like being that tall? I'm 6'5" and I bang my head off lamps.
I love it, so do you.
Yeah, you're very confident. Are you going out with each other?
Yeah, doesn't match at all.
Oh, he's absolutely stunning. And so are you, but it's just he's so tall. Where did you guys meet? Was it Tinder?
Of course it was Tinder.
Yeah, go on. Be interested to hear what you think about this. Graham O'Toole has come out. He's been very brave and he says that he's going to spend the day just listening to the radio. Do you think he sounds like a loser?
Sounds a bit dull. Is he going to have some friends over or something? Oh gosh, nah, that's a bit dull now.
What do you think? Listening to the radio just for the entire day?
Each to their own, but I wouldn't be at that.
Oh, he's such a nice man. Such a nice answer. Thank you.
It's Ariana on Spin 1038. It's 9:46. Graham and Nathan with you, and that means it is time to choose the news.
Why are you so kind to me?
You're my best friend, man.
Like, why do you do this every morning?
Because I want to give you just a little bit more news before the show ends.
You give me three news stories. I choose one of them to hear the full story from. Here we go.
Number one, Nathan, do you want to hear about insane in the membrane, insect in the brain?
No.
Do you want to hear, you've got to be kidding me?
Oh.
Or do you want to hear, goldfish finger?
Goldfish finger. No, I'd like to hear the goat one, please.
You've got to be kidding me. Nathan, I believe that a goat in a town in Vermont has just become mayor. And I'm going to cross over live to America now. Sandy, is that true?
That's right. Lincoln won by 3 votes to take the seat atop the town of Fairhaven.
Oh, that's amazing, Sandy. And Sandy, what is the actual role for Lincoln the Goat?
To be fair, it wasn't a real election. Lincoln will really be more of a town mascot. But that didn't stop him from taking the oath and performing his first civic duty right on the carpet.
He took a poo on the carpet.
Hey, Graham. Graham, can you ask Sandy if she likes me?
Sandy, do you like... Oh, we've lost connection.
Oh, really?
We've just lost connection there with the America. We will try and get that line up running. It's producer Callum, can you try and work on that line?
I'm on it.
Ask Sandy more questions.
Disappointing.
Let you know, Nathan, in a ballot of 16 pets, which was open to all town residents, most were cats and dogs, but there was also a gerbil called Crystal. Lincoln won with 13 votes, beating out a dog called Sammy, who got 10. The other candidates combined got 30 votes. Now, during his time as mayor, Lincoln will be expected to attend local events, such as marching in the Memorial Day parade.
What are we talking about?
Wearing a custom-made sash.
Just think about it. Think about what's going on right now.
Town manager Joseph said he thought it would be a good way to raise money for a local playground. It raised $100 as it was a $5 entry fee. But it does provide other benefits. And I would love for the St. Patrick's Day parade to have the Grand Marshal as a goat. Yes. Can we have a goat walking down Dame Street? Maybe, you know, throwing out lollipops to the crowd.
Do they have hands? They have massive hooves. How would they hold a lollipop?
I don't know. But I want to see. I know this weekend it's Jason Byrne is the Grand Marshal. Next year, can we get special guest Lincoln the Goat? Because I'm sure he's American. He probably has Irish roots.
Fly him over. He can stay in the Shelburne. Beautiful.
Nathan, thank you for choosing the news. Spin 1038. Fully charged with Graham and Nathan.